and beginning of the visit with Miss Bessie this Thursday night, the 3rd of June, 1971, on a new reel.
They get up those trees out there, and you can't see them.
No.
I went out there one day to shoot them, or shoot at them, and I couldn't see anything to shoot at.
You couldn't.
But the tree was full of them. I could hear them.
But you couldn't see them.
No.
What's this, hiding in the bushes?
They got a way of getting behind a limb or something where you can't see them. Yeah. Now you see a mockingbird or a blue jay or something like that, and you can see them.
Yeah.
And if you want to shoot at them, you can.
Yeah.
And I have shot out there, of course I didn't have a shotgun, I just shot that rifle, but I shot up in there.
Hmm.
And they didn't pay a bit of attention.
You didn't come out?
No.
Oh, that was made.
Now, you never had an experience with anything like that.
No.
So I just closed down that feeding station. I had to quit. I had that little air gun there for a while. They'd come up there and I'd pop them. But they got so they didn't pay a bit of attention to that. If I'd kill one, they'd go right on and eat the rest of them.
Every Mr. Boyd used to plant grass out there. And they would swarm the field. They'd be so thick.
Eating the seeds
of the grass.
Is that right? Well, she didn't plant the grass for the blackbirds.
Mm-mm. No. But they'd come and eat it, though.
Did she have any way of fighting them?
She didn't bother. She set them alone.
And no use to doing anything. Well, anyhow, I tell you, having water around to it, what those birds like most of all, they don't eat the feed so much. They like that suet.
Yeah.
You take that old red-bellied woodpecker, he'll come up there 2 dozen times a day if you leave suet out there. Don't look like he can get enough.
Woodpecker?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll eat all the eggs you have. If your hens are laying, they'll go in the place and look for the eggs. Sometimes they get on the fence and set there to the hen laying, and they go in and eat them.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
You seen them do it?
Mm-hmm. I've seen it.
Do they bother you now?
Mm-mm. I don't see them there much. Now, they used to love to pick on his house.
Yeah.
On the hen. And if the boy used to shoot at him up there.
Yeah.
He'd get on the end of the house and just like a bore in a hole, you know.
Yeah.
Make that noise with that bill.
They just love to do that to hear the noise.
Maybe so.
Well, they never go anywhere.
Mm-mm.
I've seen them get up on these aerial antennae,
yeah,
and make a noise.
And sometimes they just pack a piece of tin. I remember.
Miss Bessie, that new medicine was about to get you, wasn't it?
About to do something.
Now, it made you dizzy.
It made me drunk. Foolish, I just was foolish. I was in the room in my bed one night and I heard somebody. That's very like that. Wasn't nobody. I was about half asleep, you see, and I was pecking on the window. And so I called Isaiah. I said, "You go outdoors and see who is that out there at the window. Somebody at my window." And I had medicine, that was all.
Yeah.
He said, "I don't see nobody."
Yeah.
But that medicine I was taking.
Did you know it then?
Huh?
Did you realize it then?
Yes, I realized it.
Yeah. But you still wasn't sure?
No.
Whether there's somebody at that window or not?
No, I didn't know. Yes, sir. And and then that was the last Wednesday morning. The Wednesday night. I heard somebody out the yard talking and I thought it was James. I said, "James," I said, "come in." And I was in the bed and there wasn't nobody. That medicine was just waking on me.
Nobody answered you?
No. Nobody answered. Well, if I take that medicine on, I'd have been crazy, I reckon. I don't know what's in the matter with.
Well, that's right. Suppose you had kept taking that medicine, Bessie.
I'd see it was ruining me and I'd have stopped.
You might not have had a sense enough to stop.
Well, I stopped. I certainly didn't take it no more after Wednesday. Thursday.
Yeah.
Thursday morning, I couldn't get out of bed. Just couldn't get out of bed. And so, and I was in the house all day Thursday. Not a soul come there. Now, Miss Daisy didn't even come over there.
Didn't
have some. I want some water so bad, and I couldn't get out of bed again.
Is that right?
No, I couldn't get out of bed.
All day long?
All day long. I was dizzy, crazy or something. And I was just weak. That's why I couldn't get out of bed, because I was weak.
Yeah.
So I told him, I said, that medicine about to ruin me. I don't know what it was. Now, he made it stronger for my blood, you see, for pressure.
Mm-hmm.
But it was more than my pressure, that medicine was. So he put me back on the same tablet.
And he didn't tell you what happened?
No, he didn't tell me. I told him what happened.
Yeah.
I carried the medicine up there to him.
And you told him what happened?
Yes, I told him. I said I couldn't get out of bed Thursday. I said I wanted some water so bad I couldn't get out of bed to get it.
So you didn't get the water till Isaiah come home?
No, Callan come. Till Callan come. And so that she come in, Tom come in.
But she was late.
Yes, she was late. And I had been all day. I wanted water so bad I just couldn't get it. My throat was so dry.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's unusual. Somebody didn't come.
Nobody didn't come. Not a soul.
You see, you were so much better from that Friday when we were so worried about you.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, try the medicine one more time. And you did try it, didn't
yeah.
you? And that was what happened.
That's right.
And we thought you were just fine.
Well, now, what happened on that Friday, Miss Bennett?
Friday.
She's talking about that bad Friday.
I didn't take the medicine Friday.
When little Bessie and I were down there.
I don't know nothing about it.
Isn't that funny?
I didn't know it. I know y'all, somebody was talking. But I was just stupid.
You sure were.
Hey, yeah. You was in bed all Friday?
No, I wasn't in bed then. I was in the bed. You see, I had got up. I taken the medicine. And Miss Myers come on there. I was sitting up. I wasn't in the bed. But I taken the went take my pills again. On Tuesday morning. I taking it Wednesday night. Before I went to bed. And that's where it just had me going.
And it lasted, it still had you going on Friday.
Yeah. No, this was the medicine I had taken before I had this last time.
The first time we noticed it was Friday night when I stopped in down there and little Bessie was there.
That's right.
And you sitting up in the chair asleep.
I wasn't asleep.
And we couldn't wake you up.
You wasn't asleep?
But you didn't know what we were saying.
Mm-mm.
We couldn't get any sense out of you.
Now, don't you see, if I had kept on with that medicine, I guess I'd have been dead. I don't know what it'd have done to me.
No.
I might have been crazy or something like that. I don't know. I know that I was doped.
You knew that.
I knew what I was doing.
And you just passed out?
Yes.
Was Faye and Miss and little Bessie down there?
Yes, sir. They were there.
And you didn't know what was going on?
I tell you, it would kill me. I guess I would have been crazy or something.
Well, you were getting up and trying to walk and couldn't.
That's what they say. I didn't know nothing about it.
You don't know anything about it? Miss Bessie. Miss Daisy was up here the other day. We run into her or something. I told you about that. And she was just addled.
Yeah.
Or she said that she had been down to see the people. And it was on her mind. And she'd bring it up. She didn't seem to be able to get that off of her mind, Miss
Bessie. She couldn't?
No. And she couldn't get her mind on anything else. Give Miss Bessie a little bit more. Thing.
No, no more. Thank you, that's a plenty.
And she just she just don't like sickness.
She gets scared of it. She's scared. I know she's afraid real sick people. Because I know one of them children over there. I think it was David. Had went to the doctor and had a tooth drawn. And he looked like he was going to bleed to death, you know. He bled so. But the doctor told him not to do nothing to him, just let him spit it out. And don't put no water in his mouth, just let him spit that blood out. And I went over there, Miss Daisy, she was sitting there, she was looking at him, but she wouldn't do nothing to him. But like she was afraid of him. I didn't know she was so afraid of sickness till Banks got sick. I didn't know she was afraid of sick people. And it's upset her.
And Banks was sick a long time, wasn't she?
Yeah. And they never stopped working a day the whole time she was sick. I went down there and seen after. But after she taken her bed, Doris stopped and stayed home. See, she didn't live very long after that.
But Miss Daisy didn't.
I think she's scared of Ben. I think you're afraid of Ben. Because he told her, if she go in his room and met around his bed, it wouldn't be good for her, so I don't know.
That's right.
She's kind of afraid of him.
Somebody else might mess around in there, and he'd think it's her, wouldn't it?
That's right. Well, I know if I don't go in there, I don't know about to be there, you know, in their house, you know. So she'd be afraid of him.
Now, there was somebody who was, let me see. There's somebody that people have in mind here and makes them scared to be around anybody like that. Somebody got the axe out and just axed somebody to death. Now that's somebody that you know around here.
Old Man Brown.
Yeah.
Oh yes, before we came.
Yeah, Old Man Brown. He was kind of crazy. He was kind of absent-minded.
Yeah.
He got it out of his sister.
Yeah.
He took the axe and beat her with the axe, hit her in the head, and killed her. He killed her.
And then just kept chopping on her.
Yeah.
Huh.
So Charlie Jane went, heard him, and he went over there and seen what he was doing. And so Charlie took the axe from him. And after Charlie taken the axe away from him, he went across the road down in that little field where that old barn's sitting.
Yeah.
Down in there.
Yeah.
So Mr. Duncan's come and got him. They put him in jail.
Yeah.
And so they tried to get somebody to take him. But nobody would take him. Let him stay in jail till they die.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Is that right? They're afraid to let him out.
Yeah.
Well, now, Miss Bessie, Miss Daisy knows that.
Mm-hmm.
And she not taking any chances, is she?
No, she ain't.
Well, not to be scared.
I told her, she don't cross him. I said, don't you cross him. Because I said, when you cross them, you make them mad. You see. You know, I worked for the count, you know, that way, and his wife was crazy, you know. She was absent-minded. She'd go off every 6 months. Every 6 months, she'd go off. In 6 months, she'd come home.
Yeah.
And I told her, and I stayed with her. I said, I tell you, I didn't bother with her. You know what I mean? Because she didn't do very much talking. She just sit and read all the time and smoke. That's all she done. Just sit there and read and smoke. And she didn't talk very much, but well, I'd fix a tree and something and take her in tour, you know. And sometimes she'd ask me something, and then again she wouldn't say nothing. She wouldn't say a word. Just sit there. She'd be that way for... Oh, when she comes to getting that way, that the count gets her ready for to go away, you see. She gets up and... And so the doctor told him not to drive her up there. See, if you get somebody to drive, don't go up there, take her up there. Because so she might make you hurt somebody. And so one day he did drive up there one day, but she made him. You see, going up New York State, you have to go just right straight. You can't turn. You can't cross no road or nothing like that. Ain't no road for you to cross. And he had to turn around and go all the way back into New York and then turn around and go back up and get on the right road. She hated him. Oh, she hated the count. Oh, she did hate him. So, I don't know how she's getting along now. I used to hear from him, but now I haven't heard from him for a while.
Well, now, Banks never had any symptoms like that, did she?
No. No, no.
She never...
No, she never wasn't harmless or nothing like that. But yeah. The countess, she wasn't harmless either. But she had a mind to go, you know. Got a mind to go. She went upstairs. We was on the fifth floor, and the tenth floor was above us. And she went out on the roof. She went through the there's a penthouse on the top. She went through the penthouse door and went on the roof and took her shoes off and pulled them out way out in the street. So I had to go call him that morning. I run in the room and called her and told him she was going upstairs. So he had the elevator man and all of them going up, you know, to get her. And he went upstairs. He walked up. He walked up the steps. And he brought her down. And when he brought her downstairs, but then he got her ready to go. Just call the doctor. Send the nurses down for us and they come right away and got us.
Well, now you can tell Miss Daisy how to.
I done told her. I done told her how to do being a. But sometimes she gets mad, you know, gets cross at him, you see, like that. I done told her. You've been knocking her head with something.
Why does she get cross at him?
Some things he'll say to her, you know, asking her about something, I don't know, some of his things or something like that. And he just sits there days when he's sitting there, he ain't sleep, he just sits there and counts his money. Now that's crazy, people.
And then that gets on Miss Daisy's nerves?
Yeah.
So she speaks to him.
No, she don't speak to him by that, but he'd ask us some kind of a simple question, you know. And she can give him a shorter answer. Mm-hmm. I told her, you mustn't do that. You won't, don't answer him cross like that. I said, you have to speak kind to them people like that. You got to. Because if you speak cross to them, they get mad too, you see.
Why not? Could she talk to Banks when Banks had trouble?
Oh, yeah, she could talk to Banks. She talked to Banks.
Yeah.
Well, Banks wasn't crazy. I mean, like that, you see. And she wasn't harmless, you see. But she was very quiet. She's a quiet person. Yeah.
But she still didn't have her
mind. Good mind, no.
Now, how did Miss Daisy get around that?
Daisy got along all right because she wasn't down there much.
Oh, just didn't go.
No, she just stayed at the house. She didn't come down there to see about her much, you know. She didn't.
You mean didn't take care of her?
No.
Well, who was supposed to take care of her?
Who, Ben?
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't want to be taken there. I told them that she was going crazy, and they didn't believe me. They didn't believe what I say. You thought she was, you know, just acting funny. But you know, Banks would go in her room and get in the middle of the floor, pull everything out of her trunk, all on the floor, and she'd be sitting in a pile of clothes right in the middle. Quilts and clothes and things like that. She put them all in the middle of the floor. And she'd be sitting in the middle of them.
And what would Miss Daisy do?
She wouldn't be there. She'd be up to Lois's. She wouldn't be there.
Well, somebody had to do something about it.
Well, nobody. I was there when Doris come in.
Uh-huh.
In the evening. And she would put the clothes all back, you see.
Banks would?
No, Doris. Doris would put them back.
Miss Daisy didn't do it.
No. No, Miss Daisy.
She didn't want to get too close to that.
Mm-mm. But she didn't think she was crazy. I told her that she's losing her mind. I could tell, you know, the way she acts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what crazy people do. They pull this clothes out and this thing and that. Now that's what Ben do over there does sometimes. He go in and he pull everything out in his room and pile it all up in the floor. That's
well,
the way he do.
When you told Miss Daisy that, what did she say?
She didn't say nothing. She tell me, she tell me how he do, because I didn't see it.
Uh-huh.
How he do things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He go in her room and tangle up everything, pull out every drawer, everything like that, and pile the things all up in the floor.
Well, now, when she saw Banks do that, what did she think was, why did she
didn't think anything wrong with Banks. Miss Data is a kind of a hard believer of anything.
Oh.
Yeah, she's kind of hard to believe anything, you know.
Just how you mean that, Miss Betty?
Well, she's hard to understand, you know, to believe that when you tell anything about anybody. You see, she's kind of hard to understand it.
Well, she got her own ideas.
Yeah.
Is that it?
That's it.
But she didn't think anything was wrong with Banks' mind.
Yeah. She didn't think Banks was crazy.
Well, what did she think made her do that?
I don't know what she thought it would do it, make her do it, but I told her. I said, Banks is out losing her mind.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, no. Banks ain't losing her mind. Banks full of the devil.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
You see? She just really didn't believe it, you see. Mm-hmm. But she found out that she was.
Yeah.
After she found. Yeah, she found out that.
Well, now, what she mean when she said that, Miss Bessie, that Banks was just full of the devil?
Well, that she meant that she was just mean to that. She mean, just mean.
Yeah, cranky.
Yeah.
Like people get.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, the sickness, she just don't like sick people, like to be around sick people, does she?
No. I guess that you had to see me that day.
Yeah.
I guess you would have been afraid of me too.
Well, now look, she went down there to see Carrie and them, and it just undid her.
Well, she just can't stand to see nobody sick, Mr. Miles. She's on nerves or something like
yeah.
that. It's on her nerves.
Uh-huh.
I've seen people go to pieces that same way.
Uh-huh.
Just the best. Yeah, just somebody just a little sick.
Yeah, that's
big
right.
sick, they can't stand it.
Mm-mm.
Now, where was her mother when her mama got sick? She was...
Her mother down to Arcady.
Yeah.
With one of the daughters.
And she'd have a hard time even taking care of her mama, wouldn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Goodness. You know what I think a person ought to do? They ought to just, if they feel like that about sick people, they just ought to make themselves go in and take care of people.
That's
people.
Right.
Yeah. Go to the hospital. Take care of a lot of them.
That's right.
Now, she never been sick, has she?
Mm-mm. No, she never been sick.
Ben's the first sickness she's had in her own family.
That's right.
And Banks.
Mm-hmm. I don't see what she's afraid of, or nervous about. I just can't see.
She just thinks people ought to be healthy, Missy. She just thinks people get sick too much now and die and all like that. They didn't used to do that.
Well... They do.
Now, she's got a pretty good place to work. Because they're all healthy up there.
Miss Richardson?
Yeah.
The old man ain't so well, though. He don't keep well.
Ain't he?
No, he don't keep well at all. He don't do anything now. He just turned everything over to his son.
Yeah. Well, I heard her say once he worked all the time around the yard there.
Well, I mean, he's not down, but I mean, he's not well. Leroy.
Leroy.
Uh-huh. He's not well at all. You know, he like the froze one.
Oh?
Yeah, he like the froze. We used to work that place right over there, above where Liza stayed, that place up down the hill. They used to plant corn or something. They used to plant something up there. I don't know what they used to plant. But anyway, the help used to make fire at this end of the road, and the other end of the road would have fire. That's between, you know. And it, when you get out there, it stand and get warm. And he used to go behind and put out all the fire. And so he used to put out every fire he didn't make. He wants to get warm. And then you know he'd act and froze right over there in that field. He'd stand up there. He was standing up there, done turned purple, and his hand, holding his hand this way. So somebody called Mr. Mark, called him up, told him he better come and see by Mr. Leroy. He dang near froze. He was cold. And he dang near froze, I tell you, they had to take him to the hospital.
I declare.
Because he didn't want any fire.
He didn't want to help to make no fire to be get warm, you know, as it is. And then he like to froze himself. And so they had to take him to the hospital. So he was in the hospital about a week.
He didn't make nothing on that little crop of corn, did he?
No.
Time he paid for the hospital. Well, I don't know. I had been up there, and I used to see Mr. Leroy over at Sunday school. And they always talk about things, and you see, I mean, they don't talk about things being out of joints, you see. They don't have that sort of talk. So if you hang around them, you think everything's just fine. And I could see how somebody like Miss Daisy, they'd spoil you. You'd get so you wouldn't want to go out there where people complaining all the time.
No.
And getting sick and going crazy and all that stuff. I'd rather be up there working than wouldn't come home, Miss Bessie.
Well.
Does she think that just getting out and working would cure anybody?
I don't know where she's doing now.
I heard her say, well, if Ben would just get out and work, he'd be all right.
Ben wasn't able to work.
I know he's not now.
He hadn't been a long time, has he?
No. It's getting dark.
Miss Bessie? What did Mr. Lloyd do with that field over there that he bought from Miss Liza?
From who?
Miss Liza.
Lloyd?
Uh-huh.
They did go plant corn or something up there this year, but they ain't been doing nothing to it.
Well, it looks like they'd want to use it for something.
Well, I don't know much about what Lloyd want to do. Lloyd, he's such a peculiar person that you can't understand him.
What's peculiar about him?
Peculiar? He's just queer. He's queer, that's all funny.
Well, I thought he was the most
sensible man.
Sensible man in this whole neighborhood.
Yeah, you thought so. You think so. You ain't deal with him, is you?
No.
Well, I just saw him down there at the church, you know.
Do you ever deal with him?
Well, I've had him do the work and things like that for me, you see. But I mean, he's a peculiar. He don't bother around with nobody much. He don't have nothing to say to you. Very peculiar. Now he don't want, he ain't like Zebby. Ain't nothing like his brother.
Yeah.
Zebby's friendly, you know. But Lord A. He just go, well, he's friendly in a way, you know what I mean? He go over, he don't have nothing to say. He just going like he minds his own business. Go about his business, see? You don't bother nobody.
Well, when you, what sort of dealings is it where you got in trouble, Miss?
With him?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know if you'll get in trouble with him, but I mean, no dealing with him, but you know what I mean. He just don't buy along with you.
He used to live in the paper.
He's supposed to live now. He bring about every 3 or 4 weeks. That's the truth.
Is that right?
What? He'd say he'd leave the paper there for the children to take out. And the children bring no paper out, and he ain't brought it out. So I know because he used to bring it over to the house.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it'd be 2 or 3 weeks before he'd get it.
Yeah.
He had his mind on his work and like that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a school because I didn't shut the house up.
Oh.
How's J.R.?
Yeah. Oh, he's going to Buddy now. Buddy going to work.
Is he working?
Buddy?
J.R.?
Yeah, he working. Oh, yeah, he working, Freddy.
Now, can you understand all that he says down there, Miss Bessie?
Understand what?
He was talking to you when you... He's sitting on the porch there talking to you when we left.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't understand a word he said.
I don't understand him much either. I just... Answer yeah or no, so I don't go. He stumbles.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Let me tell you, before you, is he, you get any work out of him?
Work out of him? No, but I charge him for fixing his supper, you know.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, Fred told me that whatever I charge, just send it down to the store and he'd pay.
So, and then if he gets into work, you just, if you want to get some work done, you just pay him for it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he gone his buddy now. He done left the house. He ain't about. So Isaac had to go carry the woman home, was helping him pick peas.
Or he had a little help picking peas?
He had somebody help him pick peas. So they just gone and say, ain't nobody over there. I don't know where you shut chickens up and
stuff. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my. I sure have enjoyed this little...
I have too. Really?
Get you something there for Miss Bessie to take back with it.
Got some sherbet.
Get some sherbet out. You know, we don't get to visit enough, Miss Bessie. We just act like the time is unending.
Oh, well, Mr. Mott, I've been sick and, you know, and I feel like talking so much, you know. But
you want to home?
Yes, put something around it then. Yes.
Yeah, I will.
So I'm better than I've been.
You seen Mr. Gale lately?
Sunday. Sometimes Sunday.
Yeah.
He was to come down to cut my head, say, you know.
Yeah.
But I think Adam taken very sick and they had him to the hospital, so I think that's where he needed him to come.
Oh, Adam did. I thought Adam was getting along a lot better.
He was getting along very well, but he took sick. Monday. Taking very sick.
Oh, that's too bad.
And so I guess I read Mr. Gill didn't come.
Yeah.
He had to rush him to the hospital.
Well, he'll be there. Boy, he'll be there. When he gets there. Now, Uncle Gill's a good talker, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, he's a great talker. He loved to talk.
What's his good subject? What's some of his good subjects?
No, he ain't much subject in him down but that Jehovah.
Don't he talk about farming or carpentry?
No, no, no. He just laid all that down.
Doctrine or nothing?
No. He don't talk about nothing but Jehovah.
Well, now, he been gardening up there with Uncle Gil, with
Adam.
Adam.
Yeah, he been, well, he do. Him and Adam didn't get along, though. Didn't get along with Tucson.
Well, they both know how to do it.
Yeah. But he's going crazy over that Jehovah. He can't get no sense out of him.
He just got his mind on that. Miss Patterson got so she couldn't talk about anything else.
Well, that's where he is.
Yeah.
That's right. She didn't know nothing else but Jehovah, and he don't know nothing but Jehovah. Carrying little books with him everywhere he goes.
Yeah. Gives them to you for a dime.
Uh-huh.
Gives them to you for a dime.
Yeah, a dime.
Take a minute. Miss Bessie, we enjoyed your visit.
I'm glad you did. I wouldn't have heard of it. I know ain't nobody over there.
Yeah. Well, you've done real well tonight.
Huh?
You've done real well tonight. You
yeah.
came up.
Well, good night.
Well, we were so late getting in.
That was the trouble. We didn't expect to be so late coming.
Oh, that's all right.
This is the end of Miss Bessie's visit. This Thursday night, the 3rd of June, 1971, Channel 1 Right, a new reel, around 700. Around 700. And this is the end of the visit with Miss Bessie. She just got over that old medicine that disagreed with her. The doctor gave her that new medicine and disagreed with her. And she had everybody worried. And that's the end of her little visit at supper this Thursday night, the 3rd of June, 1971, Channel 1, right around 700.